So for members of our listening audience, again, thank you for coming to our first member forum. I'm really delighted that so many of you came. And I'll just tell you where my focus is, so you know what you can count on me for or who to yell at when you want to pick up the phone and talk about these things. First is the ILL transition. That's probably one of my top priorities, if not the top priority, and that's in concert with Sue Kaler, our ILL manager. We are thrilled to have Sue on board, and if you don't know Sue, we currently contract with three different libraries for interlibrary loan and document delivery services. Many of you know this, some don't. Wellesley Free Library, where Sue came from, does about half of the state's mediated interlibrary loan. And Jenny Moirula from Quincy, the Thomas Crane Library in Quincy, they handle about the other half of the state. And Boston Public Library, we contract with them for the document delivery, the electronic document delivery that occurs. So the transition is a big component of what we're doing, and I'm not going to steal any of Sue's thunder because she's going to talk more about that. The other part of me at MLS is the online content. Deb has been very skillfully, Deb Hoadley. Raise your hand, Deb, and say hello to everybody. So if you're an ebook pilot project library, raise your hand so everybody can see you and they know who to talk to. Yay. Thank you. You are pioneers, and we really appreciate it. I'm so excited every day there's great news about the pilot project, and I'm not going to steal Deb's thunder either, because I'm sure she has a lot to say about the pilot project. The last piece of my job is, what's next? So what happens when the pilot project ends? And that's a tricky one, and Greg already mentioned we're looking at the financial sustainability of that. We're also looking at what is involved, how does it work, what are we buying, how do we buy it, how do we make it available, from everything from what kinds of things do we buy, from how do we authenticate users. There's a lot of details there, and I have been traveling track throughout the state lately, meeting with individual library directors. I see some in the room, and I really, really appreciate those meetings. I've been getting some really great feedback from library directors throughout. I still need to meet with more. If you want to talk to me about the future of ebooks and how your library can get involved, let me know. I also have some meetings planned. Greg and I will be out speaking with some of the academic consortia coming up pretty soon. We'll be going out to McAlfee and BLC, Boston Library Consortium, as well as some others that haven't quite been scheduled yet for both public and academic audiences. And we're also meeting with the Mass School Library Association sometime pretty soon. So there's a lot going on there. And the other, I guess, final piece is communications. It's just been a really important area for me. So we're really ramping up there. We have built a little landing page for resource sharing news on the MLS website. We're building a libguide where we can house information, the how-to, the nuts and bolts of resource sharing. Already there, you'll see some great Camtasia videos that Sue put together on the how-tos of interlibrary loan with the new Clio in the cloud system. We've got webinars planned that Sue will talk about. We've got more videos planned for the website, these member forums, an interlibrary loan task force, a resource sharing committee that's kind of coming together, and lots more. Your input is critical. We need to hear from you, and your input is actively shaping our ideas and how we're going to move ahead. Again, I really appreciate it.